Welcome to the Maura Sweeney Podcast. Maura is an international speaker, Huffington Post contributor, and the trademarked ambassador of happiness. In 10 minutes or less, Maura weaves clever anecdotes, insightful questions, and personal stories to challenge your mindsets and enable you to live happier from the inside out. Here's Maura with today's podcast for you.
How did that other person make you feel? If you're on a path to living happy from the inside out, this is one supercharged question that will help you on your way. How did that other person make you feel? How often in life do we have experiences with people that we know, and then maybe people that we don't know, and we deal with information, we deal with intellect, and we even deal with activities, but very infrequently do we stop and pause to say, how did that encounter, how did that person make me feel? I want to start with a quote that I really love. It's attributable to Maya Angelou, and I have used it before. You'll find that it will resonate with you too. This is what Maya has said. People won't remember what you said or did, but they will always remember how you made them feel. Now, people may not ask themselves how they feel about an encounter with you, but they will remember the feeling. They can almost conjure up the feeling right away again if they are to see a familiar face that impacted them emotionally one way or another. I happened to come across this question to ask for this most recent podcast because in this past week, I had the pleasure of having two separate appointments with two new women that I did not know before. And in both cases, I know that I left feeling better. I left the meeting feeling so wonderful, so uplifted, so encouraged and inspired. But I also knew that those other women that I had met with felt very much the same. They were very positively charged exchanges between two people that had a genuine interest in each other and whose hearts were really inclined toward good things and goodness. So I want to give you two examples from my personal life about the way in which people make us feel. And I want you to realize, too, it doesn't always have to do with the obvious. The first took place many, many years ago. It involved a friend of a friend. This one woman I had only met maybe once or twice before, but I happened to go into a pizza parlor one afternoon after work, and I ran into her. She was there feeding her little children, and after I said hello, the first thing she did was ask me a question about my inability to conceive children. Now, I had been infertile for probably 10 years. She knew it, but I remember thinking, oh, what an odd question to ask me. It just seemed so out of place. By the time I left the pizza place, I sat in my car and I thought, oh, what was all of that about? And I remember thinking, what was it about that woman? She seemed to want to get one over on me, and I barely knew her. And I remember thinking to myself, wow, this is not a woman that I would want to have in my personal orbit. Anyone who felt the need to have to dominate over other people or make other people feel less than was definitely not the kind of a relationship I would ever be seeking with someone. So that would have been an example of a woman whose name I can't recall. If I were to see her today, I probably wouldn't even remember what she looked like, but I do remember the feeling that she left me with, and it was a very, very odd feeling. Now, as a second example in thinking about who used to make me feel great, the person that came to mind from ages past, and it was my grandmother. I used to call her Nan or Nana, and we lived with her for several years before she passed away. Now, Nana was a very feisty lady. She would often tell me things I didn't want to hear. I could remember coming into the kitchen on several occasions, and she'd look back at me and think, what are you doing with that ridiculous outfit on? It looks terrible on you. Change it. And her honesty sometimes would almost set me on edge. But here's what it is. That woman always showed how much she loved me. Sometimes I'd have to go back to my room, come out with another outfit, and immediately her eyes would open, her cheeks would be just totally expansive, and she'd be so happy and say, "Oh, Maura, you look great." And here is such an interesting point about this. I didn't always hear the things I wanted to hear from this woman because she was so brutally honest, but I knew how she would always make me feel. She always made me feel loved, and she always made me feel that she had my best interests at heart. It was so obvious to me and so apparent that when I started writing my books on the art of happiness, and one of them was written on value systems, I used my Nana as an example of the value I came to love most in life, and that was truth, and she was the embodiment of it. So let's get back to you and your relationships and how they make you feel. When you have opportunity at the end of each day, or maybe after you leave someone, ask yourself, how do I feel in this moment? When I think back to my exchange with person A, it may be someone who's very familiar, it may be someone you met for the first time. How did that person make me feel? Did I feel uplifted? Did I feel freer? Did I feel affirmed? Did I feel that I was being given an opportunity to speak or to express myself? Or conversely, did I feel like I was being domineered over? Dominated over, better said. Do I feel or did I feel like I was going to be taken advantage of? Did I feel insignificant? Did I feel invisible? There are so many different thoughts that come to mind, but each one of them will actually give you a feeling. Now, here's why this is important. When we can take stock and take a few moments for that kind of personal reflection from an emotional standpoint, we will learn a lot about ourselves and a lot about the types of relationships we regularly choose to engage with and the manner in which we engage with them. And when we do, we end up empowering ourselves. Sometimes we could find that there have been very familiar relationships that we've been so accustomed to that we never thought to say, wait a minute, is this relationship making me feel good or am I walking away feeling terrible? And if we don't feel so good, then maybe we have opportunity to reassess and redefine the confines of those relationships. Now, I want you also to think about this same question. How did that person make me feel when it involves you? In the same way you can leave someone else and say, how did I feel? How did that person make me feel? You can take the same opportunity to think about an exchange you had with someone earlier in the day and say, how do I suppose I made that other person feel in that exchange? And you could ask yourself, did that person walk away feeling like I saw them, I appreciated them, I asked personally about them, that I was interested in them, that I valued them? When you can learn to do that, you will also learn to empower yourself to bring forth the best elements from within you. We find oftentimes that the more we give and the more aware we are of something, the more we receive the same back in kind. We can not only decide what relationships we wish to keep close at hand, those kinds of relationships that will uplift us, that will strengthen us, that will help us grow and support us. We can also decide, too, to step back a little bit from other individuals that might be a little bit toxic. Either way, you can put yourself by asking that simple question, how did that person make me feel? You can put yourself in a much better position to be living happier from the inside out. Well, that's been my thought for today, but before we go, let's tune in and listen to what someone else wants to share with us about what makes them happy from the inside out, too. This has been Maura with Maura for You.
Hi, my name is Veronica Ligeti. I am originally from Hungary, but living in the beautiful country of Luxembourg in the European Union. I'm a mother of a 4 years old boy, and I'm working as an asset manager for a real estate firm. But what really makes me happy as a singer and a dancer is to be on the stage, to sing and dance for the people, to interpret my personal emotions to them, to touch their heart and soul, to get into their soul, to make them feel happy, to cause beautiful moments for them, because that's what makes me happy.
For more insights on living happy from the inside out, subscribe to this podcast. To learn more about Mora, visit her moraforyou.com website, where you'll find videos, blogs, books, and the Foundations of Happiness self-study e-course. Mora, number 4, letter U.com, where Mora is always for you.